All right. I had the opportunity. We were talking Suburbans earlier, so I'm going to slip a car review in here real quick, mainly because this is one of my favorite vehicles, and I just enjoy this vehicle a lot. And if I had any kind of kids and family and so on, I would own one of these. Now, Richard, my son, who typically would join in on this, but he's busy today, he actually has one of these only in the Suburban or the XL version, mm-hmm. and that is the new 2022 Yukon. I happen to drive the AT4 version, which is a little bit more of their off-road, sportier version. This one had the 6.2-liter engine. My son Richard has the diesel. Now, real quick, between the two, I will just tell you that personally, I don't think right now you can get them because they've got some freeze orders in right now. I don't believe you can get the diesel in this vehicle at the moment. It is an option. It is listed. But I don't think you're allowed to buy it right now. I'm sure that will change in the future. And I am one that I would buy the diesel engine just because the fuel economy is, I'm not exaggerating, folks, it's 8 miles to 10 miles to the gallon better on the diesel versus the regular 6.2. Because I was only averaging, it says 14, 19, 16 as the average, but around town here I was 14, 15. Now,
that's pretty good.
I don't dink around. I drive. I get where I'm going and so on. So Richard can get low 20s in his Suburban, which is the XL version, which is the extra seat, a little more weight and so on than what this vehicle was. I'm still not complaining. Great vehicle, the 6.2-liter engine, fabulous power. It worked fantastic. This vehicle comes in right at 79,000 and some change, and this one literally had everything on it, the rear entertainment, the whole nine yards. Very nicely done vehicle. I love the way they've done the new dashes. It's much, much better. It will be in the new trucks here, I believe, halfway through this year. In fact, I think they're going to start production on the truck side of this in the next month or so. I have nothing bad to say about this vehicle. Wife loved it. It's just one of those vehicles where you get inside of it. It's roomy. It's quiet because it's a body-on-frame construction. It's got plenty of room. The back seat, of course, you know, folds down. It's got all of that. This one happened to have the captain's chairs in the middle. They also will fold up to give you access into that back seat when it's up. If you want to run around, though, with just the four seats and the whole back folded down, plenty of cargo room. And again, price-wise, if you look at this compared to, you know, I drove a Grand Cherokee not that long ago. The Grand Cherokee isn't much less than this vehicle. And you get a lot more for your money with a full-bore Yukon as opposed to some of the other vehicles in the marketplace. Still one of my favorite vehicles.
Yeah. It's a lot bigger vehicle, isn't it, than the Grand?
A lot bigger vehicle. You can tow, again, tow more with this vehicle. Again, this thing comes fully equipped. It's got everything you can think of, literally from the folding, automatic folding steps when you open the door to all of your, you know, lane keep assist, you know, all of the driving features that are there, heated, cooled seats. I mean, you name it. It's all there, folks, on this vehicle. Is this one of my favorite vehicles? I think you guys already know that. Yes, it is. Size-wise, I know a lot of folks listening would think, man, isn't that a little bit big, John? It's like driving a truck. Well, I guess when you're me and you've always driven trucks and so on, it, to me, doesn't seem all that big. The AT4, I like the stance of it. It sits up a little bit higher. It's just a different looking vehicle than what you're going to get with the standard Yukon. To me, it's worth the extra dollars. I actually like the AT4 better than the full bore Denali, even though the Denali is a little bit quote unquote fancier. I just like the way the AT4 is put together, personally speaking. Again, it comes in all the different versions, the different flavors, I guess you could say. And the Yukons actually do start off in about the low 50s, I could say, high 40s, low 50s, if you get one totally stripped down. So, again, go check one of these out at your local GMC dealer. Inventory-wise, I will be honest with you, is going to be tight right now. You're most likely going to put in an order. And driving one of these might be a little more difficult, but if you know the vehicle, you know what you want to put your order in, go to a local GMC dealer, get all that handled. I do believe right now, if you order one, they're making you pretty decent deals over trying to buy one off a lot. I would not try to buy one off a lot. If you're going to go buy a new one, order it, get what you want, the color, the interior, all the options, do it that way. And I think delivery is going to be probably 6 to 12 weeks, somewhere in that neighborhood. Don't quote me on that, because that's going to vary throughout the year depending upon what's going on with supply and so on. But hey, if this is a vehicle, you've got a family, you want to tow a trailer, do all the things with it that you want to do, camping, all that off-road use and so on, this is probably the vehicle for you, and I highly recommend it. The 2022 Yukon, this is a four-wheel drive AT4 edition. Go test drive one at your local GMC dealer. Do tell them that John and Richard Rush from both Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.